Without exaggerating, one can say that Mozart was something of a musical superstar during his lifetime, even though there was neither television nor radio where you could have seen and heard his music. From the time when he was just a small boy, he traveled from town to town with his father and his well-known, very musically talented sister, Maria Anna, and he played the piano in the houses of kings and dukes. He did it so fantastically that people could not believe their eyes and ears. But as you can imagine, all this traveling around, and at that time there was neither car nor plane, was sometimes quite exhausting for a 7-year-old child prodigy. That a little boy could write his first symphony at the age of 9, travels to Italy at 13 to meet famous fellow musicians is really something special. Perhaps the fact that his childhood was so exceptional was the impetus for Mozart to work so much as an adult. It distracted him a little from the rest of life. There's hardly a composer who has written as much music as Mozart in his short 35-year life. In fact, he was continually composing piano music, chamber music for small groups, orchestral music for a large number of instruments, and also church music.